People only work so hard for themselves, but let me tell you the secret to lifelong wealth and happiness, and that is this. Become a team player. You say, well, how's this relate? Well, you and I will do more for the people that we care about than we'll ever do for ourselves. I mean, think about that. Isn't it true? I know I'll do a heck of a lot more for my kids than I would ever do for myself. Is that true in your life? See, if you can find a team of people who you really deeply care for, and you can get the feeling that you're responsible, that you can make a difference in their lives, that you can contribute, that you're absolutely a source of power and possibility for those people, you can't believe what that'll motivate you to do. Hey, I'm talking to you right now because years ago, I linked up in my head that if I learned things that could really make a difference and share them with people, that, hey, that would give me an incredible sense of contribution and that those people would like me, that they'd love me, that we have an incredible relationship. That has driven my life. And I got to tell you something, it's more of a high for me than any amount of money, although I certainly like to make money, or any amount of growth, or any amount of development, virtually any other area. Contribution can drive you crazy, and the neat thing about it is it's addictive. When you really feel like you're doing a lot for people, for me at least, it makes me feel like I want to give even more. It's like a success cycle. It grabs you, and you want to do more and more and more. And the neat thing is, in order to contribute to other people, you have to become more. You have to grow personally, or you have nothing to give. See, that's the challenge in life. See, if you can get yourself in a position where you surround yourself with people that cause you to demand more from yourself than anybody else could ever expect, now you have true wealth. Because I got to tell you something, if you overeat or overdrink or oversmoke or are stuck in front of a TV at times or do drugs, there's only one reason: you don't feel the joy of growing. And the reason for that is you're comfortable or you haven't found something bigger than yourself to contribute to commit your life to. I really challenge you to take a look around at your family, at your friends, at your business, and ask yourself the question, how is my life impacting these people? What actions could I take that could make a major difference for my teammates? If I were to commit myself 100% to making that difference, how would I feel about myself? Who would I become as a person? See, that's the key. If you can really become a team player, somebody who makes people feel loved and appreciated and contributed to, somebody who by their presence, people's lives are enhanced, then you have the greatest gift of all. And that is a sense that when you leave this world, that somehow in some simple way, in your own humble way, you left the world just a little bit better. And I mean, isn't that what life is about? So I guess my challenge to you is to walk your talk. To make sure that every day you care deeply, that you create something new where there wasn't anything before, that you cooperate with people and help them make a difference, that you commit to being the best, and that you contribute. God, if you can do those things, you cannot believe your greatest dreams of your past will become like mere cartoons compared to the life you'll have. And I'm talking from experience. But it all comes from personal development. You've got to commit yourself to be a lifelong learner. If you do that, there's no limit. So my challenge is, let this be not the end, but the beginning. And I want to thank you personally for the privilege of working with you over these last 26 days. You just can't imagine what a gift it feels like to me to have the ability to share with you the ideas that have made a difference in my life. I never take for granted that opportunity. See, I get to share with you because other people have shared with me. I get to share with you because I set goals and I took action. And I've continued to change, and I've made it through the challenges, and I'll make it through the additional ones that come up in my life, just like you will. But the privilege of having you be willing to commit your time and your energy and some of your capital and your mental focus and 26 days or 30 as you're about to continue is an incredible gift. And I want to thank you for that gift. And I hope that someday I'll have the opportunity to get a chance to meet you personally. And I also want you to know I'm not going away. It may sound like it, but I'm going to be here waiting for you anytime you want to pick me up. That's the thing. I'm here to be your success coach, to be your supporter, to be your friend. So anytime you need somebody to maybe stimulate you, to remind you of who you really are, please remember that that's what this system is designed for. This is designed to be a lifelong companion to challenge you to succeed. One of my favorite quotes is the one on success that Ralph Waldo Emerson gave. To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. I think that's the message of this personal power program. Leave this world a little bit better than the way it was when you entered. Commit yourself to the pursuit of excellence and make your life a masterpiece. I hope someday I'll get a chance to meet you or hear from you in a card or letter to find out the story of what happened to you as a result of this program. Till then, live with passion and God bless.